KTW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Andy Field. For now, the Supreme Court is leaving in place access to abortion medication, at least until Friday. It gives justices more time to consider the case.
It is one with real-world consequences, obviously, for women and their lawful seeking abortion in many states still in this country, but also for drug makers and for the entire process of how we go about governing ourselves when it comes to medical procedures and drugs.
ABC's senior national correspondent Terry Moran. Police say three suspects are in custody for the weekend Alabama birthday party shooting that left four people dead. The mother of Tyrae Nichols, Rovon Wells, has filed a $500 million lawsuit against the city of Memphis and its police department for the 29-year-old's death.
This shouldn't happen to no mother, no parent. No parent should be going through what I'm going through right now.
Nichols died days after a violent arrest. This is ABC News. The 2024 presidential race is getting a little more crowded, with Robert F. Kennedy Jr. announcing his bid for the Democratic primary. A county commissioner in Oklahoma caught on tape allegedly talking about lynchings and killing reporters has resigned.
Oklahoma Governor Kevin Stitt has been calling for McCurtain County officials, including the sheriff heard on the recording, to step down. Stitt's office says it has now received a handwritten resignation letter from McCurtain County Commissioner Mark Jennings, a letter saying he was resigning immediately. The comments were recorded by a reporter at the McCurtain Gazette News. The sheriff's office, while not addressing what the sheriff and a captain allegedly discussed, is instead saying the recordings have not been validated and posted online that the recording was made illegally and is threatening felony charges against those who recorded it. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Pope Francis is gifting King Charles III two splinters of wood said to have been taken from the cross on which Jesus was crucified for his coronation next month. Andy Field, ABC News.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Matnair. Here's what you need to know. Wisconsin is one step closer to faster testing of sexual assault kits. A bill that passed the state assembly yesterday requires the state crime lab start processing kits within 5 days of getting them and take no longer than 2 months to complete the work. The timeline would apply in cases where the perpetrator is unknown and to suspicious death investigations. Faster testing for sexual assault kits has been a priority since a backlog of thousands of untested kits were found in 2014. Wisconsin U.S. Senator Ron Johnson told Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas on Tuesday he should resign over the situation at the U.S.-Mexican border. Mayorkas said America's immigration and asylum systems are broken, and he's hopeful Congress will do something to fix them. The exchange came during a hearing on the Department of Homeland Security's budget request. I'm Jane Matnair. This is Civic Media News.
Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
He's the grave digger, Gilbert Brown.
Where can you go where it's always a standing room only? You ain't gonna find that in Chicago.
It's never personal, only politics.
You ain't gonna find that in Minnesota, standing room only, because you can go to the gumball machine, stick a quarter in there, I'll come pick it.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
That's the way it is, man. We love football, fans love us.
Weekdays 4 to 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving.
Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
You were supposed to get a colon cancer screening, but stuff came up.
We did have to pick up the twins from practice.
But on the way, we hit a giant pothole.
If you are 45 and older, don't let stuff get in the way of your screening. Visit the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at ccalliance.org.
But then...
Know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram.
Saturday and Sunday at 1 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
For hours and full menu at ScotchaMamas.com.
Portions of Native Roots Radio may be pre-recorded.
It's a good day to be indigenous.
Get up, stand up.
They are going to become more brutal.
Couldn't cut, any cut deeper.
Because all the hippies were trying to be Indians anyway.
They're going to become more repressive because it's a matter of dollars and their illusionary concepts of power.
Hey, Victor.
We must live in balance with the earth.
And also with recent happenings at Wounded Knee.
I am awake.
Welcome to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Wakunja Hade. Hey, Kutagi, to all my friends and relatives in four directions. You are listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Robert Pilot, and we discuss local, national, and Native news events. And I just want to give a big shout out to Civic Media. We're on 11 channels here in Wisconsin, and of course, the mothership here in AM 950. We appreciate your support, and you know, as you know, Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues, and this portion is supported by the Native American Community Clinic on Franklin Avenue in Minneapolis in the Twin Cities, honoring health and tradition. And I have a whole big Ho-Chunk Day here. I have a awesome young dude here that's an entrepreneur, and he's just here, Colin Price of the Ho-Chunk Nation. And then I have my Hinu, who's opening up in a play tonight at 7:30 in St. Paul at the New Native Theater. I have an interview with my Hinu, and we discuss the play and what's going on. But here we are, and I'm so happy to have Colin Price on as the guest tonight. Colin, welcome to Native Roots Radio.
Awesome. Hello, Robert. Thanks for having me on. And I appreciate the working with me on the timing of this. I know schedules are pretty hectic. Looking forward to the chat.
Right on. Hey, you know, an entrepreneur in Indian country, and especially Wisconsin, is a really, I don't want to use the word sacred, but very important to us in the Native community to have people that look like us leading the way in a lot of different ways. So I just like to hear your story. I know years ago you worked for the president, and I don't talk a lot about this, but I'm a legislator for Ho-Chunk Nation. And I know you've worked deeply with the nation and still do in many capacities. How did you get going on that? And, you know, and tell us a little bit about your past too. Oh,
yeah. So, I guess, you know, starting in 2012, previous to 2012, I worked as a Wisconsin State Trooper. I had an amazing career, really cool experience. I worked all over the state. I started out in St. Croix County. That's right up, your neck of the woods, beautiful area. But I knew I wanted something different. And so, I took the opportunity to work for then President John Greendeer as his public relations officer. And over the course of 7 years, I was in a role under various administrators, different presidents. And that's really where I got to learn about Indian country, all the things that are impacting our communities, our workforce, and our homes. And so I took all that information, and I was just really still thirsty for learning and wanting to understand some of the things that were going on at a greater level. So last year, recently went back to grad school, where I'm pursuing my master's program at Georgetown University in the real estate development program. And over the last 3 years, I started my own consulting company where I focus mainly with tribal relations, working with and for tribes, state and federal government, to engage and strengthen relationships with tribal communities. So here I am back working with the Ho-Chunk Nation, which has been an amazing experience. And like you said, anytime you can help your own tribe, I think is really something special. We bring a different lens to the work, different commitment than maybe some of their clients or some of the relationships we have from a business perspective.
Yeah, I'm really so proud to be a citizen of a Ho-Chunk Nation. And there's people like you, and we talk about John Greendeer, who just got reelected, is coming back as president. Those people, Willie, all these people and way back that really set the groundwork for us, I'm just amazed about the good work and the good heart and all the things that went into this up to this point, you know, and I just don't want to muck it up.
Absolutely. I don't think anybody does. And I think, you know, as a tribal member of any tribe, you know, representing the 500 plus tribes across the country, there really is something special about helping usher along change, solidifying our position within communities, within the business space as well. And like you mentioned, there's been a lot of smart, bright, courageous leaders way before me that have led the nation in various ways and continue to do so this day.
Yeah, that brings us up to now. Would you like to talk about what you're doing with the nation now and the exciting things that are happening and talking about our sovereignty? And, you know, we always talk about things in the big picture, too, like, you know, with ICWA and all these things that are happening around Turtle Island and kind of the attack on us. But we also are able to persevere and do good work, as you do, Colin, and I've always been super impressed with you over the years, and I really appreciate you being on. What are you working on now?
Well, thanks for the kind words there. I really appreciate that. So with respect to the work that I'm doing for the Ho-Chunk Nation, this has been a project that predates me, predates most of the people work with me. But the nation has been pursuing a gaming site for some time now. So for those that aren't aware, the Ho-Chunk Nation does have gaming facilities throughout Wisconsin. We do a lot of different things in terms of economic development, but the bulk of the revenue that provides the services and programs for our people comes by way of gaming revenue. And we have a very special and unique opportunity that we're working on every single day, and that is to develop a full resort casino in the state line in Beloit, Wisconsin, which is right on the state line of Illinois and Wisconsin. And like I mentioned, there's a lot of work that's gone into this. Work dates back to 2012. I remember going into the Department of Business and, you know, reading feasibility studies. And here we are in 2023 looking to really push this project across the finish line. And it is not easy. You know, we deal with internal discussions, different perspectives a lot. We also take into consideration the views and the wishes of our tribe and the communities that we represent. And so it's a constant massaging of the program to really deliver something that is unique to the marketplace, that competes in the marketplace. And it's been quite a challenge, especially coming out of the pandemic. You know, I don't have to go into what that's meant to Indian country as a whole, but I would say we are still recovering from that. Things are looking up. And this project really represents what the future can really be and help provide those necessary resources for our community and the surrounding community as well.
Hey, I'm here with Colin Price, and we're about to take a break here. But Colin, what I would like to do is kind of really talk about in the next segment, and I know your time's very valuable, so we have one more segment, is talk about, you know, the impact on the communities where these businesses are put up, because I think that isn't brought up enough, how the communities really with taxes. But we'll get into that, if you don't mind, in the next segment. And
no problem.
That's an exciting part that I like to talk about. And really, we have a lot of our people that listen to the show are Caucasian, and they're our supporters. And I really want to give them the 911 or the 411 on, not the 911, but the 411 on what we do. But hey, I'm here with Colin Price, and it's Ho-Chunk Day here on Native Roots Radio. We'll be right back after this short break. Please stay with us.
I heard sex trafficking happens a lot in Indian country. What is that?
Here are some of the real reasons why sex trafficking happens in Indian country. Unequal gender roles that were forced on us by colonization. Communities don't have enough resources. Silence around domestic and sexual violence. Lack of attention and justice for missing and murdered indigenous people. There's a lot of behavior that keeps our communities out of balance. These are just a few true reasons why Native communities are targeted by traffickers. When these acts of violence happen in our communities, it opens us all up for exploitation.
Sponsored by the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition.
Hey, Ogama, I've been hearing a lot about this term, climate justice. What is that?
Climate justice is recognizing that the negative impacts of climate change don't affect all people equally. It also means transitioning from a fossil fuel-based economy to a more sustainable future. MN350 is one of the groups that's pushing for this transition to protect our futures. You can even get involved, too.
That's great, especially since I'm concerned about pipeline projects like Line 3. How can I help MN350?
Just find them on Facebook or visit mn350.org.
No one should have to choose between a paycheck and their health. Whether it's for a new baby, an unexpected illness, or an aging parent, Minnesotans deserve time to care for themselves and their families. That's why Minnesota Democrats are fighting for all working people to have paid family and medical leave. The time is now. Contact your legislator and tell them to pass paid family and medical leave for Minnesota. Learn more at paidleavemn.org. That's paidleavemn.org, paid for by the Minnesota AFL-CIO.
A lot has changed since 2020. Metro Transit wants to hear from you to help build a network that best serves the Metro's needs for the next 5 years. Help us grow the right way as more resources, like more drivers, become available. Learn more, fill out an online survey, and find out about upcoming meetings in your neighborhood at metrotransit.org/network-now. metrotransit.org/network-now.
You're listening to Native Roots Radio. This is Spirit from Reservation Dogs. Get up and listen.
Welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot. Hey, this portion is supported by the Native American Community Development Institute here in Minneapolis. I am here with Colin Price, and really excited to have you on, Colin. And we're talking a little bit about Ho-Chunk and Wisconsin and gaming and kind of the things that we are doing. And maybe before we talk about how gaming is good for the community, why don't we just touch a little bit on our own government and what we're able to do. I think one of the things that's really interesting out there is you talk about gaming as a business. Natives and Ho-Chunks are the only business really that brings money back into the community, and the great things that our community and Ho-Chunk does for our community and the larger community. Let's talk a little bit about that, and welcome back, Colin.
Yeah, thanks. So, you know, the Indian country is, you know, filled with different opportunities, different ventures that various tribes are undertaking. As you mentioned, our tribe, Ho-Chunk, has really doubled down when it comes to gaming. And so that really is our bread and butter in terms of revenue. And it's important because, you know, we, along with every other tribe community, have needs. We have tribal members that we are trying to look after and provide those services and programs. And the more resources and opportunity that the government has, the more they're able to distribute. And I think that's really special, you know, and really sets tribes apart when it comes to business and generating revenue. Whereas on the private side, yes, I would like to give back, and yes, you know, volunteering and contributions to local youth sports and all that stuff I could do on a personal level. But when it comes to tribes, their impact is so big because of the surrounding communities. And whenever you operate a business, in this case, a gaming facility, whether it's a small couple hundred slot machine or a full blown resort, you know, you're going to have an impact because the jobs that it creates, the revenue sharing, and so it's really impactful and important for us to try to take advantage of those opportunities that are unique to tribes in the gaming environment.
Yeah, it is, and I think, you know, it's exciting too for a lot of reasons that, you know, we haven't really been in this game for very long, but we're doing pretty well, and we're helping our people. I see it every day. You know, I talk to people. I talk to our elders. I talk to our lead elders that are needing help. And weren't brought up in this heyday of gaming. They were, you know, brought up where we were making baskets on the side of the road to try to make make bills and selling cigarettes out of a trailer. You know, we've come a long way, and I have to acknowledge that. But I also have to acknowledge that, you know, people like you that have worked for the nation for a long time have really helped our young ones, helped our old ones, and I think that's all we as Native people are, that's in our DNA, and we need to do that.
I agree. I think that a lot of the work that tribes do gets overlooked, and we're obviously talking about gaming largely on this conversation, but I think what gets lost in that is the resiliency of the people. The workforce. So when we talk about a casino, in the case of Beloit, where there's going to be in excess of 1,500 employees, those men and women are going to work every single day, first, second, third shift, doing various duties throughout the facility. And those are the real heroes on the front line that are showing up every day, that are sacrificing time away from their family. They might have children in youth sports or music or any type of extracurricular activity, and they've chosen to work for the nation and help us. And I think that is something that is overlooked, and I always try to bring attention to the real heroes of the operations, which are the frontline workers. And you know, I think that Beloit provides an excellent opportunity for the nation to really elevate the level of service that we have when it comes to the workforce, when it comes to customer service and the processes that really shine when it comes to a customer service and hospitality experience.
Yeah, definitely. And we have someone, Nate, it says it seems that we as a tribal nation forget how long it takes to establish a business or other than gaming, you know, and that's a really good point. We expect overnight success. Rather, we should look at the giants of success today, such as Amazon. It took over a decade for them to turn profitable business. And I agree with what Nate says, but we've been working on this, Colin, for, as you said, 12 years.
Yeah, actually longer than that. And I just want to kind of echo what Mr. Longtail said. I totally agree. And I think, you know, as amazing as gaming has been and will continue to be, I always try to provide some perspective to leadership or the community when it comes to business in gaming. The returns, the amount of revenue and cash flow that comes by way of gaming is totally unique and unlike any other sector in the world. And, you know, sometimes we get spoiled by that and we expect those same financial metrics and returns when we pursue other opportunities, and they're just not the same. You know, we're never going to get any type of professional service company generating the amount of revenue that a casino does. But that doesn't mean that it's not worth the pursuit or that it's good work. And I think that is something that we need to do a better job at. And I know as tribal leaders, that's something that is at the forefront in balancing the risk and the reward and the upside of any type of possible business venture.
Exactly. That was a lot what you just said, Colin. I'm just sucking that in. And you know me and our discussions, I'm just a baby at this, and I appreciate experts like yourself and people that have been with the nation for a long time to sort these things out for me. And Nate also mentioned moving forward with Beloit is good. We should plan to have patience towards success, and we all agree with that, right?
100%. And also, I have the privilege and the honor to be part of this project, but there are people every single day that are inside the government working on it. And I want to give a shout out to those individuals as well. The Department of Business, OP, everybody has had an integral part in making this happen, whether it's this administration, whether it's legislature making some resolution or motion way back in the mid 90s, everybody has tried to usher it along. And I think that's really a true sign of resiliency and symbolic of Indian country, is that these are heavy lifts and it takes an entire community. It takes resources and it takes compromise. I think that's the other thing that gets lost as well, is, you know, we might have differences when it comes to the program, sequencing, the timing of things. And ultimately, you know, we're trying to massage that and make it work for everybody involved. And sometimes it falls short. But at the end of the day, I think the tribal leadership and the community wants what's best for the nation and the community. And delivering a high quality product that can compete in the market is something that we can be proud of.
Absolutely. We got a minute left here, and I just want to say, I as a former high school teacher for 30 years, I always try and make a point of meeting people where they're at. And I think you do that tremendously. I've seen that's one of your strong points, and I really appreciate you and appreciate what you do for the nation. And one last thing here, I'm going to read, Nate put something else on here. If we were to expand into other areas of business, the Ho-Chunk Nation should take advantage how their lands are spread apart and to be distributed hubs and help other companies succeed, which in turn helps success by employing more of the tribal populace. Excellent. Thank you so much, Nate. And I want to say a Pini Gigi for coming on. We got to do this again, Colin. Let's do it again. Maybe we can do a monthly update of what's Ho-Chunk doing in a good way. That would be awesome. Hey, it's Ho-Chunk Day. Up next, go ahead, Colin.
Real quick, I would love that opportunity. We got a lot of exciting things coming down the pipe, a lot of updates, and we're looking forward to sharing those and be happy to come on again.
Right on. Hey, that was Colin Price working with Ho-Chunk Nation and a Ho-Chunk citizen. Up next, another Ho-Chunk, Maya Ahinu, and we're going to be talking about the play she's going to be in tonight. We'll be right back after this short break. Stay with us. Ho-wa.
Hey, old
Kolgama, I've been hearing a lot about this term, climate justice. What is that?
Climate justice is recognizing that the negative impacts of climate change don't affect all people equally. It also means transitioning from a fossil fuel-based economy to a more sustainable future. MN350 is one of the groups that's pushing for this transition to protect our futures. You can even get involved, too.
That's great, especially since I'm concerned about pipeline projects like Line 3. How can I help MN350?
Just find them on Facebook or visit MN350.org.
No one should have to choose between a paycheck and their health. Whether it's for a new baby, an unexpected illness, or an aging parent, Minnesotans deserve time to care for themselves and their families. That's why Minnesota Democrats are fighting for all working people to have paid family and medical leave. The time is now. Contact your legislator and tell them to pass paid family and medical leave for Minnesota. Learn more at paidleavemn.org. That's paidleavemn.org, paid for by the Minnesota AFL-CIO.
Your Blue Line Extension Project wants to hear from you. We are working on extending the Blue Line light rail into North Minneapolis, Robbinsdale, Crystal, and Brooklyn Park, and connecting it to our growing transit system. Tell us about your neighborhood, your business, your family, and what you need from your Blue Line. Learn more and share more of your story at yourblueline.org. That's yourblueline.org.
Hey, AMN50 listeners, my name is J.P. Darbagosian, and I'm the host of This Queer Book, Save My Life, the show where LGBTQ guests share the queer books that save their lives in conversation with the authors who wrote them. This Sunday, it's a crossover episode with the delightfully queer pop culture podcast, The Sewers of Paris with Matt Baum. I hope you queer folks and allies can join us as we find connection in this mysterious and beautiful queer world of ours. See you every Sunday at 6 p.m. right here on AM950, the progressive voice of Minnesota.
Hey, it's Tom. Solar panels are a great asset to your home, and they increase your property value. Plus, they're the only home improvement project that pays for itself by saving you money on your utility costs. With spring being the season of home renovations, it's a great time to learn more about the benefits of going solar, so you can finally break free from your monthly utility bill. Attend a free webinar from All Energy Solar to learn more. These webinars will show you why going solar is a powerful investment for your home, and tell you about local and federal incentive programs, including the 30% federal tax credit. These free virtual events are hosted by All Energy Solar experts who are ready to answer all your questions about solar, no matter what type of property you have. If you're someone who's thought about going solar but are unsure, then these webinars are perfect for you. Visit allenergysolar.com/webinar to register and start your solar journey. That's allenergysolar.com/webinar.
This is Gregory Rich from Habitation Furnishing and Design and Drink in the Style. You may not realize it, but a trained, skilled interior designer cannot just beautify your space. They can functionify it as well. I don't know if that's a word, but it is a thing. So why not check out habitationdesign.com and see if it looks like we're right for you. If it does, give us a call and let's schedule an appointment, in person or virtually, to make your home exceptional. Habitationdesign.com.
Have you heard about the District Edina? Well, if you haven't, you're in for a treat. The District Edina is the Twin Cities' newest and most exciting destination for all things home design and remodeling. If you're looking for flooring or window treatments, furnishings, a builder to handle a remodel or an addition, kitchen or bath work, or even original fine art, you will find it at the District Edina. The District Edina, 7777 Washington Avenue South, and online at, wait for it, thedistrictedina.com.
With your AM950 weather, I'm Brett Johnson. Look for rain tonight with a low around 42, Thursday more rain with a high near 49, and Friday a mix of rain and snow with a high around 41. The snow has melted and your lawn is finally visible again, but is it the lush green lawn you want it to be? If not, Natural Lawn can help. They take an organic-based approach to lawn care that's safer for your family and your pets. Don't wait for summer. Visit naturallawn.com to make your lawn envy-worthy.
Hey, welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Robert Pilot. Hey, I got a young new guest here tonight. It's a big night here. I want to welcome Jaleesa McKee onto Native Roots Radio. Jaleesa, welcome.
Ina Gigi, it's great to be here, and thank you for having me.
Well, this is like old time's sake. You used to be on the show 7 years ago.
That's right. It was awesome to start off with you all, and it's amazing to see what you've done over the years and how much it's grown and how many more people you've reached.
Yeah, I really appreciate that. So we got a big night here, and I think almost I want to talk about a big season. I want you to tell our audience what you're going to be doing tonight and what you're going to be doing in the next month or so.
Absolutely. Well, thank you, Jaji. For those of you that don't know, I am Robert Pilot's daughter. My name is Tuxtep Wakahawinga, Holy Eagle Woman of Ho-Chunk Nation. I'm so honored to be here. I auditioned for a play through New Native Theater, and Jaji, you know all about them. You've had Rihanna on your show. She is the artistic director and founder of New Native Theater, and I am a part of a production that has an all-Native cast, and it is called This Is How We Got Here, and that's by Keith Barker, and it is, again, directed by Rihanna Yazzie of New Native Theater.
Well, and that's exciting, and let's talk about the dates and how we got can get tickets, and I want to bring that up a couple times during our interview here.
Absolutely.
You're proud Jaji here. I just want to get everyone out there to see you in this this play, and there's three other actors in it, right?
Yes, it features myself and three other Native American actors from all over, and they are all listed on the website. So if you go onto the website at dreamlandarts.com, so that is the theater that we are performing on, and that is in St. Paul here. So if you go to dreamlandarts.com, our show, This Is How We Got Here, is on there, and you can purchase your tickets on there, and they're just pay what you can. The first show is April 19th, and that is a Wednesday, and we go through Sunday. So Wednesday through Saturday is at 7:30 p.m. Get there early, and then on Sunday it's at 2 p.m., and this will go through three weekends. So in other words, we'll start tonight on April 19th at 7:30 p.m., we'll go this weekend, the following weekend, and then the following weekend after that. And our last show is on Sunday, May 7th at 2 p.m.
That's totally exciting. And, you know, do you want to talk a little bit about what the play is about? Because I know I have a little bio here. Yeah. Do you want me to read it, or do you want to go for it?
Yeah, you know, I can read it for us if you don't mind. That's great. I have it right here as well. And I am glad that you brought that up, because I do want to just give a trauma warning for everybody. This play does involve teen suicide, and it explores the confusing and transformative process of loss, of grief and loss that families endure. Specifically, I'll read it here. A year following the suicide of their teen, a family still grapples with the ways their lives have been changed by this devastating loss. Simultaneously heartwarming and heartbreaking, This Is How We Got Here explores the confusion, transformative process of grief and loss. And so this production contains sensitive subject matter about suicide and grief, and we will have a post-show conversation following every single production that we perform.
Jaleesa, what can you tell us about the author, Keith Barker?
Yeah, he is Matisse. Am I saying that right, Jaj? He is Native American from Toronto. And so he wrote this play for Native American actors. And it's so well written. I'm so honored to do this performance. This is our premiere in the States, because it has only been performed in Canada so far.
Wow. And it's the four main actors are all Native, and they're speaking through the magnifying glass of Native Americans, correct?
Yes, of a Native American writer, that's right.
Right, and then you play a young Native American in this, because you are young and you are Native American.
Yes, I play the part of Lucille, so I'm the mother, and then there's the character Paul, so he would be my husband and the father of the young man who lost his life. And then there's also an aunt and uncle, the uncle and the husband or the father, their best friends, and then myself and the sister That would be the mother and the aunt of the teen.
So this play, this play is called This Is How We Got Here, and it's directed by Rihanna Yazzie, and it's at Dreamland Arts at 677 Hamlin Avenue North in the beautiful city of St. Paul. I knew you'd end up here, Jaleesa.
That's right. That's right. Yes. And purchase your tickets at dreamlandarts.com.
Exactly. So the play's roughly 100 minutes, 90 minutes, roughly?
It's actually running just below 90 minutes. We won't have any intermissions. We will have a little bit of a brief break right after that that performance, and then we'll have that 20-minute post-show talk back.
Wow, that's nice. I can't wait for that. I'll bring my notebook and make notes for the other actors, of course, not you, because you're my daughter and you're perfect. So I'm going to share my notes with the other actors, though.
You're funny. Everybody's doing a fantastic job. And I do want to say a lot of the crew members, the light designers and stage managers and things like that, that have been a part of this production are also Native or people that are really inspired by the Native culture.
Right on. And we don't want to forget them, because I know you went to college for this and got a degree in theater, and you know all the aspects of theater by going through that program.
Yes, I'm very grateful for that experience in my undergrad. Absolutely. Well, it's great to be back on stage.
Yeah, and that's exciting. So tell everybody kind of the process, because I know New Native Theater here in the Twin Cities has classes all the time. I shouldn't say all the time, but they do have classes, and how to get connected. What was your experience, Jaleesa?
I'm so glad you asked. I studied theater in my undergrad, and I was very grateful for that experience. And then when I went on to work and do things like that, I did do 3 short films. And then COVID hit as well. And then prior to that, I realized I really wanted to continue my education and become a counselor. So I was able to obtain that degree and that license. And I work specifically in addiction. And so after some time, I really missed creating and I really missed the theater. So I had heard about New Native Theater. I had met Rihanna and met some of the wonderful people that work at New Native Theater. And I just thought it was time to get back into it. And so what I did was I signed up for a workshop, so a class, and it was actually for new actors. Even though I did have experience, I wanted to just get back into it. And through that process was encouraged to audition. And I am so grateful that I did that. And like you said, Judge, they do have classes, and that not just for actors, but for people that want to do carpentry and help, you know, do the stage work and all different types of aspects of theater. So please check out New Native Theater and give their website a look and check out what they have to offer, because it's just an amazing, amazing program and theater. And I am so thrilled to be working with Rihanna Yazzie. It has been nothing but an extremely positive and spiritual experience working with her and the other actors.
Wow, that's awesome. We've had Rihanna on many times, and it's interesting. I'm not having as much problems as I used to, because I always wanted to put the in front of new Native Theater, but you're doing great at that, New Native Theater. And so we have Thomas, who's a teacher that I know and is a pretty good friend whenever I see him. He's one of the actors, too. What kind of experience was that for you to work with these other actors?
It was amazing. Getting to know Thomas specifically was so great. He has such a great heart and has experience in acting. And like you said, he's a teacher, and it shows. The biggest heart, cares about other people, and just working with the others too. We had talked about how we really take care of each other and we really lift each other up. This isn't an ego-centric or ego-driven production. I think a lot of us who have worked in theater know that a lot of times, unfortunately, it can be very ego. but I want to give it to the humbleness that us natives really have to endure and are really taught by, you know, our elders and generation by generation to really, really humble yourself as you do things. This isn't just for us. I really look at it as this is to put out a great story and to share the story because it is so important and so relatable.
Wow.
And, you know, it's heartbreaking, but it's unfortunately, it's really a part of life. And this play, the way it's written, really emphasizes the importance of life, but it also emphasizes the importance of storytelling and how we all have our stories.
Wow.
And then we share them, and also the importance of the stories of the people that love us and we love.
Wow, that was intense what you just said. There's a lot to talk about there.
Yes, absolutely. It's easy to talk when you talk about something that you're passionate about, right?
Mm-hmm. No, and there was a lot to unpack in what you said because of the trauma that we all deal with, and specifically our Native community. With all the things, we just had a show yesterday, Jaleesa, where they were talking about how the University of Minnesota stole all this land, and you know, and it's the same actors. We got Sibley, Alexander, Ramsey, and all these people that really were shutting out Native Americans to not belong in this land, basically, and not only the university but just the areas.
Wow.
Yeah. So it's just crazy what our relatives have had to deal with and endure. Hey, Jaleesa, we want to take a quick break, and we're going to pay some bills here, and we're going to come back with you. I know you're in a hurry and you got to do some more prepping for tonight, but I just want to hit up with you for a quick couple more minutes before I have to let you go. Hey, you're listening to Native Roots Radio. You're listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and we'll be right back after this short break. Stay with us. A lot has changed since 2020. Metro Transit wants to hear from you to help build a network that best serves the Metro's needs for the next 5 years. Help us grow the right way as more resources, like more drivers, become available. Learn more, fill out an online survey, and find out about upcoming meetings in your neighborhood at metrotransit.org/network-now. metrotransit.org/network-now. Minnesota has the only original wolf population in the continental United States.
And 80% of Minnesotans believe the wolf should be protected.
Howling for Wolves is asking Minnesotans to respect our true wildlife manager, the wolf.
Their survival is critical to our ecosystems, our communities, and even our economy.
As highly intelligent animals with strong social bonds, Minnesota wolves deserve to be protected and admired.
Learn more at howlingforwolves.org. Let's live and let howl.
Tune in this Saturday morning right here on AM 950 for the Gardening with Joy and Holly radio show from 7 to 8 a.m. We'll be discussing the world of seeds, understanding heirloom, organic, F1, F2, hybrid, as well as spring lawn maintenance. Our guest is author Kelly Smith Tribble, and we'll answer your garden questions. That's all this Saturday morning from 7 to 8 a.m. right here on AM 950. Tell a friend and let's grow together.
No one should have to choose between a paycheck and their health. Whether it's for a new baby, an unexpected illness, or an aging parent, Minnesotans deserve time to care for themselves and their families. That's why Minnesota Democrats are fighting for all working people to have paid family and medical leave. The time is now. Contact your legislator and tell them to pass paid family and medical leave for Minnesota. Learn more at paidleavemn.org. That's paidleavemn.org. Paid for by the Minnesota AFL-CIO.
J&S Bean Factory is a Native-owned, community-supported, cozy, artsy coffee shop which offers roasted on-site beans, live music, and baked goods. Relax in the beautiful outside patio. City Pages writes, voted top 10 coffee shops. Tucked into a quiet corner of St. Paul's Highland Park neighborhood, this coffee shop roasts beans on-site from the best coffee-growing countries in the world. Located at 1518 Randolph Avenue, St. Paul. The good stuff.
Ajile.
Hey, welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Robert Pilot. Wow, I'm here with my Mahinu, Jaleesa, and so proud, proud Jaji here. Welcome back, Jaleesa, and let's get right back into this.
Yeah.
Hey, tell everybody your name, by the way.
Yes, I am Chashep Wakahawinga. That means Holy Eagle Woman. And I'm very happy to be here, Jaleesa McKee.
Right on. And the McKee name is our family name, too, which there are a lot of McKees in Wisconsin and Nebraska and all over Turtle Island. So really proud that you have that family name, too. So that makes Jaji here proud. Oh, I talked in the third. I talked to third person there. Oh, wow. So,
yes,
hey, we're talking about This Is How We Got Here, the play from New Native Theater. And the dates are April 19th to May 7th, and it's at Dreamland Arts in St. Paul at 677 Hamlin Avenue in St. Paul. Again, I'm here with Jaleesa, and she's one of the four actors that's in this play. It's interesting. I just want to touch base with you, Jaleesa, about the artwork. Is really beautiful on those posters.
Yes. A girl named Rebecca who works for New Native Theater did that. And I am so amazed by the work that she did with that. And if you come see the play, it will make even more sense. You know, she specifically chose the fox and in the woods there you see. So yeah, I hope that encourages people more to come and see the play. And please go to dreamlandarts.com to purchase your tickets ahead of time. It is a small theater. It's beautiful, but it only seats 40 people. So you want to get your tickets in advance if you want a specific date. But yeah, like you said, it's April 19th and it goes through May 7th, but it's just Saturday through Sundays. Wednesday through Saturdays is at 7:30 p.m. and then Sundays is at 2. So that would mean the last play is on May 7th.
Wow, that's awesome. So what led you to being an actor? How have you, I know the story kind of, but it feels like it was a calling, right?
Yeah, you know, I always had an interest in the arts. You know, I grew up really loving music and really loving different artistic avenues. And when it came down to going to college, I thought, oh, I would do it as a minor. And I just really fell in love with it and it became my major. And I realized it was a lot of what pulled me into acting was having the ability to empathize with a character and then realizing the importance of that character's story. And I ended up graduating and coming up with my own kind of theater or acting philosophy and saying that every story is really worth being told and every story is really worth hearing about. It's just the lucky ones that get written, produced, put on through a play or through different means of art. And I just am honored to be able to be a part of that. And I feel connected to the characters. I also do like to do other parts of theater, direct, do kind of like more of the stage management things and lighting and sound and things like that as well. So that's kind of my background.
Yeah, that's awesome. And, you know, I feel like as talking to you, and just what's been going on maybe since Standing Rock. And I know you went to Standing Rock a few times.
Right. Yeah.
When Standing Rock ended, it seemed like we were getting a lot more publicity, meaning Native Americans. You have the, you know, Rutherford Falls, you had the show, Reservation Dogs, the movie Prey. Yeah. And I want people to come out and see you and this play. I think it's right into telling our stories and finding allies that can relate and to support and understand where Natives are at and where they come from, because this is a modern day play, right?
Exactly. It is a modern day play. The way Rihanna directed is modern theater. And I agree. I mean, Natives have been unrecognized for so long. And I think it's so powerful to see through these artistic avenues, our stories being told, and it's only increasing more and more, just like the productions and the TV shows and movies that you listed right there. I think that's only the beginning, and I'm so excited to see those productions and then now be a part of one.
Well, and then you're in good company too, because like there's a few actors that have come out of new Native theater that have gone national. Ajwak, he went through Native theater. There's a couple other ones too that are very successful, but also, you know, I don't know if people, the show is all over the country, and I don't know if people realize this, but Minneapolis and the Twin Cities has more theaters. Only New York has more theaters per capita than Minnesota in the United States. And that's an amazing, amazing statistic.
That's right. I'm so glad you bring that up. I tell that to people all the time and they're shocked to hear that. So we're very lucky that the Twin Cities has such a variety of plays and theater and different things like that. Like you said, per capita, besides New York, we have the most. So we're very fortunate.
Yeah. Here's a question I just want to ask you off the cuff here. What is a favorite play you've ever seen?
Oh man. That is a really good question.
I know what one used to be.
I was going to say one pops in my head and it's a musical, but it was when we were in New York on Broadway and we saw Phantom of the Opera.
Oh, wow.
But that just sticks out because that was so breathtaking. But I know we have seen Wicked and we've seen that, what, four times now? Yeah. So that's kind of a fun favorite that we've seen. And I saw actually in high school with my choir. And yeah, it's right. Those ones stick out to me. But really, I've seen so many plays. I grew up going to the Chanhassen Dinner Theater every year. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we've done New York together. And it's really fun seeing the older, or not the older theaters, but kind of more of the modern. Yeah, exactly. But I really like a lot of different theaters. And plays. Right down to community theater to, you know, all the way up to New York. So on Broadway,
you know, Jaleesa, you mentioned Phantom and I literally remember tearing up that the music was so beautiful there. And now that you mention that,
remember that? Yeah. I remember my jaw being dropped and I'm like, okay, this is a lot.
Yeah.
It was just so breathtaking.
And I know we really enjoyed Wicked too. And, and I enjoy you and your sister singing the parts too on the boat.
Oh yes, we love to sing cross parts of Alphaba and Glinda.
Exactly. So what are your plans next? Is it too early to plan ahead to the next production or the next thing you seek out in your career?
Oh, that's so nice of you to ask. You know, I'm actually just really looking forward to continue to audition and work with New Native Theater. I feel that this is only the beginning. So continue with them and then continue anywhere else that I see fit or that I have the opportunity to audition for.
Wow, really good response. Hey, one more time, how and when we can see you. That's get that out there, the New Native Theater, Jaleesa.
Yes. Okay. So the production is called This Is How We Got Here. And the beautiful artwork is by a New Native Theater employee. And she is an amazing artist. So you'll see the fox on there. And it is tonight, Wednesday, April 19th is our first show, Wednesday through Sunday. But go to dreamlandarts.com to purchase your tickets. And we have these shows will run through April 7th. They'll run Wednesday through Sunday.
Wow. I can't wait. I know I can't come tonight, but I can't wait to see you.
I'm so excited.
Yeah.
Yay. Thank you.
Well, thank you so
much. Very honored.
Thank you so much. And we're ending the show here. And I'm going to end the show and say, Pini Gigi, Jaleesa, again, hopefully your sister's not listening. And again, you're my favorite daughter. You're right out there. Don't tell Jelaine.
Yeah, I know what that means.
Easy. Hey.
Pina Gigi, Daddy.
Pina Gigi, we'll see you soon. Love you.
Love you. Thank you, everyone.
Hey, If you're listening to the show, you're part of the resistance. From Chief Plenty Coops, the ground on which we stand on is...
Moms, they really are the best. So this year, give her something really special. Write a special message for your mom, and we'll broadcast it right here on this station throughout the entire weekend of Mother's Day. Call 608-819-8255. 608-819-8255.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local civic media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
ABC News,